Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith over at Pensacola Business Radio here at the Wired I-10 Summit. I have Mr. Jeremy Wyde in the booth with us right now, who's from Actigraph. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
So I had your partner in crime who gave us the whole rundown of what Actigraph is.
Okay, so you don't need me.
That's not true now. I want to talk. Let's. You're presenting today.
I did present this morning.
Your pressure time's over.
It is.
Now you get to hang out, right?
It is.
Let's talk about what did you present on?
I presented this morning on Actigraph and how Actigraph functions in this niche market of providing physical activity solutions to not just your average consumer who wears a Fitbit, but to your global pharmaceutical company or academic research center who's interested in data integrity, who's interested in how do we really interpret data from an activity monitor. So it's just a different customer set. It's just a different paradigm. And so just talked about what these customers that use our product look for, you know, in our company.
Yeah. So what do they look for?
Well, they look for a lot of things that help them wrap their minds around what this data really is. Because physical activity monitoring, you know, if I wear a Fitbit on my wrist, it's pretty obvious what I'm looking for. I'm looking for steps.
Yeah.
But steps are measured differently in a population that's, say, an elderly population versus a young adult population.
Sure. Yeah, I've got a 3-foot stride. You've got a 2-foot stride.
Right. And same thing with calories. You know, calories is such a nebulous term. So, you know, what we do is we bring in academic experts who have used our products. Our products have been around since the early 90s, so we're literally the most validated, oldest physical activity monitor in the world. So we bring in these academic experts to partner with these customers who don't know a lot, it's not their specialty, and we help them interpret this data and make meaning out of that data.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Very cool. So, and I know you've mentioned Fitbit twice, but I have been in arenas where I've had a stint in the healthcare industry.
Okay.
So mostly on the food side, but I noticed like on the EVS side and sometimes even just the other contract services that work in hospitals, they do a lot of monitoring so that they know who's been in a room, what time, you know, is that kind of data as well, right?
It's
more than just a Nike watch or a Fitbit.
It is. It's focused on not just, you know, putting a device on one person and trying to get them to wear that every day for their own personal benefit. It's really benefiting the person who's putting that on you. So if I'm a hospital, you know, I'm interested in looking at a large systematic movement of that data.
That was it. It was how many rooms can we get done? How fast can we get it done?
So, you know, we have tools and software and hardware that really helps our customers do that. You know, they can get the devices in the field and manage them and see where their inventory is. And so it's more than just, you know, putting an activity monitor on you. It's the pieces that wrap around that. The hardware is the easy part.
Sure. And you guys keep saying how you guys interpret data, but you know, to me, and I don't know, you're right, I wear the Fitbit or I carry the phone with me when I go on a run, so it tells me what that data is.
Yes.
I got a feeling you guys are seeing numbers and zeros and all kinds of stuff. How does that work?
We do. There's a lot to it, but essentially what you're looking at is a lot of zeros and ones, but how do I take those zeros and ones and, you know, a number that's, you know, say 3,500 and turn that into something that's consumable, that's more tangible, like calories or moderate to vigorous physical activity. And so we have cloud software, and that data gets pushed up into there through various means. It can come in through a mobile phone. It can come in through a hard connection. It's uploaded into this cloud, and then we have ingestion technology that basically pulls that data in, runs it through these algorithms that are built specifically for this customer, and then spits out something that's meaningful to them. And I gave the group earlier a case study of a large pharma company that partnered with the University of Massachusetts to develop some levels that they were looking at for a older population. And so they were able to compare in our software instantly these levels to see if these people were above or below that. And so by doing that, they were able to quickly say, okay, this group is doing what they're supposed to or they're not doing what they're supposed to. And so what it looks like is a cloud technology that's processing that for these people and also helping them put them on people. Because I need to know something about you before you wear the monitor. I need to know your height, your age, your weight, you know, all these metrics that allow me to cut and carve that data into something that's really applicable and tangible for you and your specific population
yeah.
set.
Yeah. So it sounds, which is kind of cool, is I didn't even think about this till you said it, but there are some outlying factors that you guys have to identify
oh,
before
yeah.
the data that you're collecting
sure.
even becomes valuable.
Sure, sure.
Your,
and so,
your parameter, so to say,
yeah.
I guess.
And so if I'm a consumer product and we're on the Fitbit trail, so if I'm Fitbit, I don't want you to know that. I mean, I want to qualify every human being under one veil so I can sell to them.
Right.
Actigraph's value model is different. We understand that this data is really, really specific to a particular population, a particular therapeutic category. And so with our expertise, we can help you dissect that into something that's really accurate, meaningful, interpretable.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Really cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And just, you know, my head goes spinning into all the other things that, because I've seen it on the other side, like I was saying, in the healthcare stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, people can, and businesses and companies can make such better decisions when they have the right data with them. I can think in my head of some companies that I've seen that don't.
Sure.
They don't value that as a service that
sure.
that shows, you know,
yeah.
growth with your business.
Well, and I mean, you're a healthy guy, and so you can appreciate what
yeah, I
like
to know how far I've run or
yeah,
how many calories
I've
burned.
You're trying to own your own. Not everybody's like that,
yeah.
Keith, you know.
Yeah.
And so we can't depend on that fickle market. You know, we've got to look at these people that don't otherwise wouldn't wear an activity monitor.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
how do I make this not only useful for them, but mostly for the people who are trying to get data from them?
You got to educate them, too.
You do. There's a lot
really
of education.
Do. Some people don't even know that this kind of stuff exists, let alone
right.
what goes into making an educated decision
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You can't nominate yourself because you've already talked. But
okay.
what are you excited to see here today? You know, you're done talking, so I guess you're off the hook.
Yeah,
right?
I am.
You get to go enjoy the summit.
Am.
So
yeah, you know, I'm interested. I actually have an employee, Daniel, who you spoke with earlier.
Sure.
He's in the professional development track, and to me, at Actigraph, we are all about who you are as a person. If you're going to come in and develop software or you're going to come in and engineer hardware with us, you're going to be part of a family. And so me personally, I'm interested in the culture of going to work.
Yeah.
And so professional development for me, not only in terms of your, you know, how smart you are and what certifications you have, but and can you communicate with people?
Sure.
You know, can you get outside of that box?
Some soft skills.
Yeah. Because, you know, I want to send a developer over to talk to a customer so that I can get some real tangible, hey, you know, this is what they're saying, and here's how we should do it, rather than, you know, me trying to go and listen to that.
Yeah.
So professional development for me is exciting. The cybersecurity is always interesting. It doesn't, you know, it touches on some of our stuff, but not as direct as some of the other things.
Sure.
So, but, yeah, excited about all this. It's
yeah.
a great, great summit.
Well, and is this your first year here?
No, this is actually, I think, my fourth time coming.
Yeah. Okay, so far, because we're almost into 11 o'clock today, so you've been around enough to kind of see what's going on, but
mm-hmm.
is there anything you know you want to see next year that maybe we didn't get to include this time?
Next year.
Yeah.
Well,
it's happening next year. In case you weren't aware.
It is on.
There will be another one.
I'd like them to open the pool up for another. No, I think I'm interested in wearables and where that's going. And, you know, the more excitement that gets generated about wearables,
yeah.
the more excitement it generates for us, a small company who doesn't have the market power to go there. So I'm interested to hear engineers and developers, not necessarily to hear where it's going, but to get more people excited about it so I can hire them.
Yeah.
You know, the people that are here are technical people that are writing code. And again, let's cross that professional development pathway with mobile and wearable development. Let me bring some people in here, because you heard our keynote. Before the keynote, we're
yep.
talking about this need, this vacuum of need for these types of people in this community.
Yep.
And I can vouch for that as a CTO. I mean, I need these people coming in here so I can hire them. So let's get more excitement around that. So that's what I want to see. I want to see the professional
yep.
community come in and embrace this group of people so that we can get more people excited about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, cool. Very neat. All right. Well, I'm sort of being ushered off. We've got another keynote speaker here coming
Keith.
Up. But, Jeremy, man, I want to thank you for
yeah.
hanging out in our booth today. And Jeremy Wyatt with Actigraph and live here at the I-10 Wired Summit and Pensacola Business Radio.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.